daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Hello and welcome to the Magic Week in Review, bringing you news, rumor, and culture reports from the front lines of the magic industry. I'm Justin Robert Young, editor of iTricks.com, and in this September 28th, 2008 edition of the program, you'll hear about David Blaine's Dive of Death, Chris Angel's Believe previews, Terror Train, and stay tuned later to hear which mentalist is the favorite of CBS's new mentalist. Hint, it's not The Mentalist. Here to help us with all of this are two men. The first is the creator of the brand new effect Branded, and the other is a fantastic sleight of hand artist who lists the Asher Twist and Thunderbird amongst his credits. Ladies and gentlemen, iTricks is very proud to welcome to the program Tim Cherno and Lee Asher. How you guys doing, gang?
Good, and yourself?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. I'm doing fantastic. If you guys like to fire back on anything you hear, remember you can email show@itricks.com. But first, a word from our sponsors, which this week includes Paul Ramhani's Winning Numbers. Sure, the idea of predicting raffle ticket numbers chosen at random by audience members, that can be found in 13 Steps to Mentalism. However, the original method always required an offstage assistant, but for the past 20 years, Paul's been developing and performing his version, which is a one-man operation. You heard me right. It is Winning Numbers by Paul Ramhani, which requires no assistants, no stooges, a practical method for all working conditions. It's perfect for stage, cabaret, corporate, and private house parties. It's easy to perform, packs small, plays big, uses everyday common items, and is extremely commercial and unique. That, again, is Winning Numbers by Paul Ramhani, available at hocus-pocus.com. Or for more information on Paul himself, head to Paul Ramhani, that is Ramhany, .com. Let's start with the big news. David Blaine's Dive of Death. Tim, I know you had a hand in the magic content, which was pretty legion. What were your thoughts on the final product?
Well, I was really happy with it. I'm a big proponent that, David has done a tremendous service to magic and has really changed the landscape. But as I think we were all worried about, it seemed to go more and more towards the stunts. And I know exactly why the stunts are being done. But I think the magic left such a long-lasting effect that I was really delighted to see as much magic being in this recent special as there was. And I know that it looks like the future is even a further shift to more magic. So I was really excited about that, and there was some good stuff, and I was very, very pleased.
Yeah, there seemed like it was also not only more magic, but magic that can be purchased. I mean, it was stuff that is kind of, for lack of a better word, almost more accessible. People can look at this, see this, and then in a reasonable time for practice, go out and do a similar effect.
Yeah, I think that's the case. I mean, the first special was like that too. I mean, there was, Cigarette Through Quarter and the Bitten Coin and stuff like that. But I think what David does is he takes these effects and he makes people really believe they've seen the real thing. And, it was a concern that we discussed on the show. I mean, David's real key group is Dan White and Doug McKenzie and Danny Garcia.
Yeah.
And it was something that the three of those guys and David Blaine and myself all discussed, because I think that, we didn't want... We were really cognizant of if it was out there, was that a factor? But at the end of the day, I mean, I think David can take really any effect, whether it's released or not, and take it to a new level. And so that's why it was what it was. I mean, there were some really wonderful effects that were out on the market that David already uses in his day-to-day work, such as Extreme Burn and Branded and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That actually didn't end up on the final cut, but Quantum Bender was another one, and there was a Pit Hartling effect and stuff. But the fact is a lot of these effects are either overlooked, or even if they're not overlooked, I think that just David takes them to a new level and really understands what looks magical and what doesn't.
Yeah, we were having one of our iTricks live chat while the special was going on the East Coast, and by the end of it, people were saying that in terms of the magic content, it was probably his best work since Street Magic. The stunt, however, was another story. After the special was delayed 15 minutes by President Bush speaking to the nation about our troubled economy, winds picked up through Manhattan, and David was unable to perform his big dive as he had planned. Instead, he slowly jumped off a 40-foot trestle and was jerked up by a bungee cord and slowly lifted into the air by way of hidden balloons. The next day, Blaine told Regis and Kelly that had the conditions been better, the crowd would have seen one of the best endings to a stunt ever. Ultimately, and this question will be to you, Lee, is what is the line between Blaine's fault that something like this went wrong because of weather? I mean, is there a certain amount of foolproofing that you go on? And the other side where, some things just happen that are out of your control.
Well,
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to. I don't think that we should blame anyone.
Yeah.
You know what? I applaud the guy for doing what he did. I'll watch David Blaine play Pong for 1,000 hours if that's his next stunt. I don't care what he does. I just love watching him. So if he's bouncing around and because the balloons didn't work and the president went long, it doesn't matter to me. I think he was awesome regardless.
Now, but obviously, I mean, he was disappointed. There was something, and Blaine is a guy who does a special once, at his most frequent, once every year and a half. He doesn't get as many bites at the apple, so to speak, as like Criss Angel, who has a series. There's got to be a certain level of disappointment, though, that something didn't come together after months of planning, right?
Well,
Well, I
I
think,
think.
like any artist, he's a perfectionist.
Absolutely.
And, being a perfectionist, you can always do it better. But like I said, I think it was great. And I'll watch him regardless of what he does. If David Blaine is listening, I hope he does more, man. I support you wholeheartedly, my brother.
I certainly think he will be trying his best, of course. Tim, you've been in contact with Blaine before the special in terms of planning. Have you spoken to him after or gotten any sense on what his mindset is after the stunt went awry?
I have not spoken to him, but knowing David, I mean, I think Lee hit the nail on the head. David is a real perfectionist. I mean, when you're working with him, it's just really apparent how much of a perfectionist he is. And that's great. So normally after these specials, I think David just kind of disappears for a little bit and takes a breather, and it's a lot of work. It's just amazing the amount of work that he and his whole team put into this. And so I haven't talked to him before. But I my only hope is that the kind of mediocre ending there doesn't detract from the rest of the show, because I thought the rest of the show was superb. And I agree with Lee. I mean, I think he can really almost do anything, and I'd watch it again. And I was so glad to see more magic. And I think David's kind of realized how much of an impact the magic has years later. I mean, in other words, now, even when I tell people I'm a magician, they'll say, "Oh, do you know that guy that floats up, or do you know that guy that bites the cord or whatever?" I mean,
Yeah.
that's 10 years later, and
Yeah.
that's amazing that somebody has that impact. So.
I will just say this. One of my favorite hallmarks of the Blaine specials is the athlete segment. I think specifically, I mean, the one with the inside the locker room of the Dallas Cowboys was fantastic. I thought it was a bit of a mistake to take him out to the field. I thought it's always better in the locker room. They almost feel more free and open. They can joke around more. I think those are always some of the
Lighting
best
conditions,
moments.
man. Lighting
Exactly.
conditions.
Yeah, I don't know.
Lighting
Just it's always like, people are snapping towels, then David Blaine's choosing Jerry Jones's card. It's just a wild scene. I don't know.
Yeah.
This week was also huge for Criss Angel, who officially began previews for his new live show, Believe. Actually, the show has been running all week, with non-public previews taking up place through Thursday. Since we have spies everywhere, we got some advanced word on what the show is like, and the word was pretty mixed. One emailer, for example, said that the show needed tightening but had some promise, while another said that the most exciting part of the show was a quote-unquote battle dance between moles and rabbits, which does not include Chris. Gang, here, we'll just put yourself in the role
of a paying Las Vegas customer. You're just visiting the town. You want to see a magic show. You heard of Chris Angel, and you go buy a ticket to Believe. Just how weird and artsy are you expecting it to be? Or in other words, at what point are you like, well, this is just way too abstract for me? I'll start with you, Lee.
You know, I don't think there is a line. I think you get your one shot and you go all the way. You go big or you go home is the quote. So it's, you know, there is no line. I want it to be as extreme, as crazy, as surreal as Chris Angel can make it.
But there is a line between magic content and non-magic content, right? If you're going to see a magic show, you're going to be upset if there's not enough magic.
It's a spectacular. It's, you know, it's more than a magic show.
Okay.
You know, if you just think you're going to see the magic, then you're ruining your own plot. You know, it's this is going to be big. It's a spectacular. Think Siegfried and Roy, but bigger. That's what I'm thinking.
Wow. Yeah. Tall, ordered
film. I would agree with Lee. I think even like when you go see a very classic show like Le Grand David back east, there's certainly the magic content, but it's a spectacle. I mean, you go in and it's more than just the magic. It's everything from the theater itself to the seating to, you know, the homemade popcorn and homemade chocolates and the magic in the lobby and the juggling. I mean, it's a spectacle. So, I mean, again, I think Lee just hit the nail on the head that it's really an event. It's not a magic show.
Do you think that the general public would be of that mindset, that they are open and ready for?
Hell yes.
Yes?
I think they'd be more in a mindset than the magicians.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's what I think.
All right.
I think we're closed-minded on this one. Just give it time. Let Cirque do its thing. Let Chris Angel do his thing and watch what happens.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the fact that Cirque is getting behind it really adds a whole new element. I mean, their shows are so amazing anyways. To add that to Chris is, you know, I mean, Chris could stand on his own 2 feet, obviously, but I mean, I think it's a huge boom for him because people are going to go to see that spectacle, as Lee said. So I agree. I mean, I don't think we should be too close-minded, and maybe it'll make more people appreciate the magic because they're going there to see the Cirque aspect, and so I think it's good.
Yeah, and only Cirque can bring the battle dances between moles and rabbits, like none other.
Yeah. Come on, doesn't that sound crazy?
It does. It sounds so...
I can't wait, man. I can't wait.
Weird. It's very, very intriguing, to be sure. Also, we got word this week that Cirque was banning all cell phones from the performances. No word on if this is going to be a permanent policy, but ushers have been instructed to check phones for patrons and then return them at the end of the show. Just real quick, I mean, yes or no, is this something that is too restrictive, Tim?
I think so. I'm not comfortable giving my cell phone to anybody, so yes.
Yeah, yeah. And this is kind of a different story now that cell phones aren't just cell phones. I mean, the original iPhone was $600. This is kind of more than just here's a free thing if you sign up for a 2-year commitment. Lee, do you agree?
Yeah, no, I actually, I disagree, and I'm only coming from a marketing standpoint.
All
right, you're right. This is your personal property, and how dare you make me give it up? But from a marketing standpoint, think about this: in the 20s, women used to come in their mink coats, right? Way more expensive than an iPhone, and they used to check their mink coats because that was the thing to do. So I think today your mink coat is your iPhone because we all wear it like a mink coat. Not like we don't actually wear it like a mink coat. That was actually, you know, not literally.
Yes,
but
yes.
You wear it. It's worn, just like a coat. So you're checking something. And I think from a marketing standpoint, it's very clever.
Yeah.
If they play that angle.
So you're saying the upscale, you know, you have to sacrifice something to come see our super spectacular.
No, it's not that. It's just, you know, you're coming to see our spectacular. You don't need your phone. We'll check it here.
Gotcha.
Here's your ticket.
Okay.
It's all very classy. And we'll give it back to you once your journey's finished.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a quick word from Trick Shop Magic. Has your online magic shop given you the bird, been let down when you received a trick that wasn't exactly what you thought it was? Need a professional opinion before clicking the buy button? TrickShopMagic.com is a real magic shop located in Southern California and is proud to announce their new live chat feature. At any time while you're browsing the over 6,000 magic items, simply click the live chat button and a magician will be standing by to assist you with your questions, which I am sure they would like to point out also includes any questions on which exact effects were used in the David Blaine special, which I know Tim was rushing while the special was airing to make sure was prominently placed on his website. But again, visit TrickShopMagic.com and tell them iTrick sent you. Terror Train, the 1980 slasher film featuring the only acting credit for a young David Copperfield, will apparently get a remake. Again, regular listeners will remember that the film was already remade recently, starring Thora Birch. That film is complete and entitled simply Train, but now has nothing to do with the original film's plot and will not seek to make any connection with the original. The new producer is adamant about keeping a new project very close to the original elements, including a fresh-faced magician. So, guys, if you were to pick a magician making his feature film debut who could play somebody in his mid-20s, a la DC in the original, who would it be? I'll start with Lee.
Dan Buck.
All right.
Actually,
now, why?
If the producer would allow this, both Buck twins, because they'd make a great evil duo.
Now that I'll tell you what, that is inspired casting, because they have a great look to them. But I mean, they would terrify me on a train where murders were happening. I would be shaken to my core.
Boy, I think I'd agree with Lee on that as well.
I should have went to Tim first, because Lee, you just put it out of the stadium. That might be perfect.
Hey, baby, that's why you call me to be on my trick, all right? That's why you call me.
Oh, there we go. All right, so you guys, producers of the new Terror Train remake, you guys can have that one for free. Dial up the Buck twins, because they are your guys.
DanandDave.com. They're easily reached.
DanandDave.com. For the past couple weeks, you guys have heard me mention Michael Locke and his Horizon Monster Productions and their ever-loving quest to make sure that you have the best demo reel you can possibly have. Hey, face it, guys. The economy's not getting any better anytime soon, so you better make sure your first impression is the one that gets you booked. Remember, you can go to horizonmonster.com/itrickspecial.html to get the... well, for lack of a better word, iTrick Special. It's a 3-minute demo reel, professionally edited. Again, these are guys who do this for companies, for big acts. This is a polished demo reel for only $175, available in all video formats. So please, go to horizonmonster.com, check out the samples, and then go to horizonmonster.com/itrickspecial.html. All right, well, Tim, we mentioned it a little bit before, but you have a new effect out there entitled Branded. The last time that Morgan Strebler or Rosani was raving about it, I know Andrew Main's a big, big fan, but talk to us a little bit about the effect.
Well, it's basically it's an older idea. Jack Tiller was the first one to create the whole blister effect, which was published way back in Tarbell, and then Eric Mason, and then later independently, Brent Walsky developed kind of the whole card blister thing. And I always loved that effect, and it just played amazingly well, but I hated being in my pockets. It just seemed like at the wrong time, the wrong place. And so I had the idea about Branded and, worked, played around with it with a bunch of, really great people. And it's been great. It's the interesting thing about it is it's almost one of those things you got to get it and try it, because people go, oh, it's the same old effect, or they don't really realize how strong the effect plays. I actually just had a few people contact me and they said, I overlooked it and then I tried it and it really kills. So so it's been good. I'm very happy with it. And,
I would say for anybody who has any skepticism about the effect, just take a look at the gimmick. That's all I'm going to say. That's where everything just kind of snaps into place. And you just have one of those aha moments and you're like, oh, that's why it's awesome.
Yeah. There's so many effects on the market that I wanted to really make sure that people were getting the most for their money and really happy with it. And so far we haven't had any downside on it. It's been really good. And, since Lee's on the phone too, I'll just mention I just got a few weeks back a effect he put out through Theory 11 that is great, and it's also really, really good.
Awesome.
We did a show. You can't link a podcast to a podcast, can you?
Oh, of course. Of course we can. This will be, yeah, our crossover episode from the past. Yeah, that was right around the time that was coming out, right? We were talking about the Theory 11 effect.
Yeah, I didn't hear that one, but it was it was great. So,
awesome.
I appreciate that.
All right. And just, what's the name of the Theory 11 effect again, Lee?
Witness. But that's not what I'm here to talk about today.
No, it is not. No, it is not. Just so that's out there, though, in case anybody was confused.
Witness. Yeah, Witness.
Lee.
Which was originally titled Douchebag.
Lee, you just put out something very, very cool, and an all digital offering from Lee Asher and a very, very, very cool collaborator.
I was querying a bunch of my peeps because I love to talk to my people, and they said to me, you know, Lee, we've got a lot of card magic. We're practicing a lot of stuff. We're going out. We're performing magic, but we need something impromptu and non-card. And that's tough because I'm a card guy. So what do you do? So what I did was I turned around to all of my mentalist friends, and I chose Alain New, and I looked at his kind of repertoire, and I saw that he had something called New Sense that he published in an old obscure set of notes. And for those that know it, you're lucky because there are a lot of people that don't know it, and it is a killer routine. So I kind of goaded Alain into turning it into a PDF and kind of rewriting everything because I think it was just a couple of paragraphs and a set of notes. But now it's a 25-page manuscript. With a bunch of photos. There's an audio downloadable MP3 script so you can learn the routine really easily by sticking it on your iPod and just listening to learn your script. There's a video that kind of details the explanation of the principle. And yeah, like you said, it is downloadable 100%.
Yeah, so instant gratification. Just click a button and you can have Alain New's New Sense if you go to...
New Sense, the power of divination.
Power of Divination. And that is available at leeasher.com, right?
That's right. That is correct.
Excellent. Well, we got some feedback from our listeners this week. Mark writes, hey, Justin, do you think that it was a good idea for Theory 11 in the long run to create Totally Out of Control as a DVD? By making great books into DVDs, it will encourage more people to buy DVDs instead of reading the real information from books. Just your thoughts on this. By the way, why do you talk so fast on the podcast? I've always talked fast. I don't know. That's the question, the answer to that. But I'll throw the other one out to you guys. Do you think that books made into DVDs make people not want to read books? Tim.
No.
Or here, Lee. Well, Lee, we'll start with Lee.
I didn't mean to jump the gun.
Oh,
my
it's
bad.
Fine. You're just very eager. Go ahead, Lee.
No, I disagree wholeheartedly. I think that there are people that are going to see those videos and then want to read the book. Absolutely. Just like when you watch a movie, you watch a good movie and you go, man, I wonder if they wrote a book about that. And usually they do. And so you go and then you read the book and the book's even better. So now I think that it'll actually turn people on to reading books.
All right, Tim, I guess you agree?
I agree. Lee hit the nail on the head again. I just think that the other thing is it's really nice to see it. It helps you with the timing, all of that. So, I mean, they can be definitely used in conjunction. And you know, I'm a big proponent of books and big proponent of reading, but I think that we also have to look at where things are going. It's more and more visual, and so we have to go the way the rest of the world is going. But I do agree with Lee that it's going to take you back and have you read the book out of curiosity.
Yeah, and you know, I would say if you were a reader and you were noticing a trend where people were watching DVDs more than reading books, then that's a big advantage for you. You know, all of a sudden you're the guy who goes back and sees all these cool things that people aren't gleaming. So you theoretically would be better off for it. So keep reading. This is from our Dive of Death comments, some feedback on our live chat from friend in Florida. The iTrick stream was cool. I lurked around for a while before Mind Freak came on. Blaine, sorry, was a snoozer, but Mr. Editor, you are great. Going between the show and the live peeps in the stream, you handled it really well. I have to say that the best trick was done by Mr. Editor. I've never seen eating a granola bar look so sexy, or maybe I was just hungry. LOL. And just to remind everybody, we will be doing another live chat. I don't know exactly when, but it went very, very well. Thank you to everybody who showed up, and hopefully we'll have them more regularly, because it was definitely very fun. All right. We do have a word from Ronjo.com. Why shop Ronjo.com? Well, it's simple. Ronjo is focused on customer satisfaction, superior service, and hassle-free returns. Ronjo proudly maintains a live updating online inventory system so you, the customer, will always know what's in stock. Fast shipping's another reason. All in-stock items ship the same day if the order is placed by 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Customers automatically earn one reward point for every dollar spent at ronjoe.com, and every 20 reward points earned may be converted to $1 store credit when checking out. Just another one of the services that Ronjo provides their customers. Ronjo.com, a great shopping experience. But wait! If you use coupon code ITRIX, you will receive a 20% discount. And yeah, we got some emails saying that discount was broken last week, but we are assured that it is fixed. So head to Ronjo and use coupon code ITRIX for your discount. But as we mentioned at the top of the podcast, Simon Baker of the new CBS procedural, The Mentalist, said he is a big fan of Darren Brown. For those who didn't see the pilot this week, Baker plays a former TV psychic who now uses his hypersensitive, cold-reading brain to solve crimes. Somebody who should probably have a ranked higher in Baker's list, though, is The Mentalist, you know, the one in Vegas, Jerry McCambridge, because Jerry did a radio tour for CBS this week, calling around the country to talk about mentalism and make sure everybody had their sets tuned to CBS. So he was in on that marketing campaign. Gang, did you watch the show? Start with you, Tim.
I didn't. I've just been so busy between the Blaine show and kind of the aftermath and all that. I just haven't.
All right, Lee?
You know, I'm actually out of the country at the moment.
Ah.
So they don't, I don't think they syndicate up here.
All right. Well,
I don't know if you can hear me. I'm in a third world country. I'm in Canada right now.
Probably depends on where in Canada, right? We'll go with a more general question then. Is a primetime example of a magician being this, you know, powerful, quote unquote, so able to solve crimes, just this super magician brain, is that a good thing for magic? Does it almost set the bar too high, or is that something that can play into somebody's routine, just generally?
I think it's great.
Think it's great?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. More magic in front of the laity, the better.
And especially when they can solve crimes. I mean, like, mentalists can solve crimes on this show just by being
a mentalist.
Isn't that
what a good mentalist does, though?
Yeah.
You know, like, I think a mediocre mentalist finds my card and tells me the prediction on the lottery. I think a great mentalist solves a crime.
Yes. Tim, do you agree? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is what it is. I don't think it's going to, I agree with Lee. I think the more that it's the idea of magic and mentalists is out there, the better. I don't think people are going to necessarily see the mentalist, you know, in the theater around their town doing their show and go, oh, I want you to solve this crime or whatever. But
yeah.
I think it is what it is, and people recognize that.
But, you know, on one level, you know, whenever we talk to guys out there in the UK and you know, we talk about, like, how Darren Brown's looked at, he's not looked at as a magician. He's not lumped in that same category. They look at him as just this super hyper-intelligent guy that can do these kind of things because he knows his way around the brain, not somebody who is doing mentalism effects. So I mean, there is a certain kind of benefit that you can have from a paradigm shift. Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, not having seen the special and not knowing how the character's portrayed, it's hard to comment on that specifically. But again, I think the exposure is great. I think it makes people more aware. It keeps mentalism, it keeps magic in the frame. You know, my only hope is that it's not done too cheesy of a way where it's going to demean mentalism.
Yeah, yeah. And so far, from all the feedback that we've gotten, it's not not cheesy. I think people like it in general. I mean, the reviews were pretty good, and hopefully, you know, normally outside the pilot, the show really kind of finds its legs. So we will see. We will see. But The Mentalist airs on CBS. But the Magic Week in Review this week starred our friends Tim Cherno, whose effect branded can be found in magic shops everywhere. Right, Tim?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. And
I appreciate you having me here, and you guys are doing a great job.
So oh, we try. We try our hardest. And, of course, the irrepressible Lee Asher. Thank you very, very much for coming back to the podcast, Lee.
My pleasure. Anytime, my friend. Anytime.
All right.
And don't forget, if you want a little bit of shameless pleasure, drop by leeasher.com. Got a brand new PDF for you called New Sense.
New Sense, leeasher.com. But for us, I am Justin Robert Young, reminding you that if you want to send us some feedback, get a show at iTricks.com, or just leave a comment on the Magic Week in Review post. But until next week, for iTricks.com, I am Robert Young.
iTricks.com.